Hi, I'm Sean Hansen, and today we are doing the key point review for Unit 4, Forms of Real Estate Ownership. Ownership in severalty is owned by one individual who may be an artificial person, such as a corporation. Co-ownership by two or more individuals may take one of four forms: tenancy in common, joint tenancy, tenants by the entirety, and community property. Tenancy in common, TIC, each tenant holds an undivided fractional interest, and co-owners have unity of possession. Each interest can be sold, conveyed, or transferred, and will be passed by will or state law when a co-owner dies. Partition, a legal action that can be brought by one or more of the tenants in common to force division or sale of the property. Joint tenancy has four utilities, PITT, unity of possession, unity of interest, unity of time, and unity of title. Right of survivorship. Joint tenants enjoy the right of survivorship. Termination of joint tenancy. By death, the remaining joint tenant owns the property in severalty. Conveyance applies only to interest if more than two joint tenants. Partition, legal action to force division or sale of property. Tenancy by the entirety. Available only to spouses and carries a right of survivorship. Property held by a tenancy by the entirety can be conveyed only by both spouses. Community property, property acquired during marriage that is not separate property and requires agreement of both spouses to be conveyed. Separate property, property acquired by one spouse before the marriage or acquired by one spouse during marriage by gift, inheritance, or with the proceeds of separate property. Trust is a legal arrangement in which property is transferred by the trustor, the person operating the trust, to a trustee to be held for the identified beneficiary. A trustee acts as a fiduciary in carrying out the wishes of the trustor. Land trust. The beneficiary is also the trustor, but the public record will not identify the beneficiary. Partnership is an association of two or more persons who carry on a business for profit as co-owners in a general or a limited partnership as provided by state law. General partnership. All partners participate in operation and management, and partners share full 100% liability for business losses and obligations. This is called a GP. Limited partnership has both general partners and limited partners. The general partner runs the business. Limited partners do not participate in running the business and are liable for business losses only up to the amount of their investment, LP. A limited liability company may be permitted by state law and offers its members the benefits of the limited liability of a corporation, the tax advantages of a partnership, and a flexible management structure, LLC. When they talk about the limited liability of a corporation, that means the amount of money that the limited liability company member invests in the LLC. And for the tax advantages, an LLC can decide if they want to have the taxes flow through onto their individual tax returns, or if they want to have it taxed like corporation, where it goes like for an S corp or small corporation. And so if you choose an LLC, you'll talk with your attorney about this and with your tax expert as well. But there are some options for LLCs. Condominium. The owner holds fee simple title to the airspace of a unit as well as an undivided share in the remainder of the building and land, known as the common elements, which may be referenced in horizontal property acts. Common elements are parts of a property that are necessary or convenient to the existence, maintenance, and safety of a condominium or are normally in common use by all the condominium residents. Each condominium owner has an undivided ownership interest in the common elements. Horizontal property acts are laws that create the legal framework for creating a condominium form of ownership and make it possible to define actual ownership rights. Condominium owners own the common elements as tenants in common. Condominium Homeowners Association administers the condominium. It's made up of unit owners that may decide to hire an outside property management firm. Condominium maintenance. Maintenance of common areas if funded by fees charged to each owner. Let's try that again. Condominium maintenance. Maintenance of common areas if funded by fees charged to each owner. I know you are tired of hearing us tell you to record these in your own voice, but that was a great example of why, because sometimes these words are easy to read and hard to say, and it's good for us to practice. Cooperative. Title to the land and the building is held by a corporation, which sells shares of stock to prospective tenants. Cooperative shareholder. A purchaser of stock becomes a shareholder in the corporation and receives a proprietary lease to the apartment for the life of the corporation. Cooperative stock is owned as personal property and not real estate. Proprietary lease is a lease given the corporation that owns a cooperative apartment building to a shareholder who has the right as a tenant to an individual unit. Timeshare permits the sale of an estate or use interest that allows occupancy of a property during a specific period of time, typically weekly. Timeshare ownership permits multiple purchasers to buy interests in real estate, a form of ownership most commonly found with resort property. Whew! We're at the end. Thanks so much for coming today. We went a little bit over. We're at the 8-minute mark. Keep up your hard work. We are unstoppable. And you have to be odd to be number one. Have a great time studying, and I'll see you online soon.